Hail Mary Jane, Hollywood celebrities ignore crushing crime, beg New York potheads to vote Kathy Hochul. By David Ng on November 8, 2022. Fearing low turnout among demoralized Democrats in New York, Hollywood stars are making a last-ditch effort by appealing to potheads to support unelected incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul. D. Pushing her pro-marijuana platform as a major selling point. Like getting stoned on a regular basis? Vote for Hochul. She has upheld the most equitable marijuana legalization in the country, giving those who suffered the most under racist laws the opportunity to benefit, said Julianne Moore in a campaign video released late Monday. In the video, John Leguizamo accused challenger Liz Elden, R., of promoting policies that would prevent New York State from leading the nation in progressive marijuana policies. Watch below. My cousin Vinny star Marissa Tomei also appealed to New Yorkers. New York. We cannot go backwards. We need a big blue wave to win, she said. As Breitbart News reported, polls show Hochul and Zeldin in a virtual tie. A Trafalgar Group poll published in late October found that of the 1,198 likely general election voters, 48.4% would vote for the Zeldin, while 47.6% would vote for Hochul. With 4% undecided, Zeldin leads the Democrat incumbent by less than a point and within the margin of error. Under Hochul's administration, crime has soared to levels not seen in generations, forcing families to flee the state en masse. In New York City in the past year, rape has jumped by 10.9%, robbery has soared by 32.4%, burglary is up 29.1%, and grand larceny has skyrocketed by 38.5%. Follow David Ng on Twitter at Hey, it's David Ng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.